With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Get your school on the network now.
I started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Welcome back to the second hour of Friday Night Under the Lights, made possible tonight by Cricket Wireless. Russ Robinson along with George Broadstreet and Chris Saxon producing tonight, and Ty Bailey's on the phone. Noah Crow and Joel Norris gathering scores tonight. Joel's going to be having his Crazy Eight report in about 15 minutes. Can we talk to, hopefully, talking to the coach of Manchester Academy? So Patrick Harvey's still in his vehicle. He'll enjoy that. All right, George, let's go to the scoreboard and take everybody through the state.
All right, Russ, some scores. Bay High defeated Pass Christiane tonight 20-17. It was Biloxi 36, St. Martin 14, Bay Springs over Mount Olive 44-6. It was Enterprise Clark over Clarkdale 34-17. Cleveland Central beat Columbus. 35-22 was the final there. Richland shut out Collins 35-0. It was D'Iberville 35, Hancock 9. Franklin County shut out Port Gibson 26-0. George County a 41-7 winner over Pearl River Central. Gulfport edged Harrison Central 13-12. It was Brookhaven beating Hattiesburg 32-14. North Panola over Independence 38-6. Lake beat Philadelphia 43-37. Laurel over South Jones 47-7. St. Andrews defeated Lord Star 35-29. Raleigh 28, McGee 13. Caledonia defeated Moorville. This is your game, 61-41.
I love that.
Yeah, Caledonia over Moorville. Moss Point beat Greene County 30-13. It was Nettleton 51, Hatley 7. It was Lafayette defeating New Hope 51-0. Ocean Springs won. They beat Pascagoula 42-3. It was Warren Central shutting out Pearl 3-0. Pelahatchie over Nanawaya 38-8. Clinton defeated Oxford 23-6. Columbia 30, Purvis 6. Raymond over South Pike 35-28. Scott Central shut out Pisgah 54-0. Ripley 30, South Pontotoc 15. Stringer over North Forest 50-42. Taylorsville defeated Lumberton 26-6. Madison Central all over Tupelo 35-3. Tupelo Christian Prep defeated Ashland tonight 63-0. One of the more lopsided scores of the night. Another lopsided score, Tylertown over Wilkinson County 56-0. Union beat Forest 35-14. Velma Jackson defeated Puckett 49-7. It was Wesson 48, Crystal Springs 32. Wes Jones shut out Florence 8-0. Mm. West Point 40, Lake Cormorant 21. Some MAIS scores. It was Calhoun Academy defeating Humphreys Academy 42-16. Oak Hill over Central Holmes 42-24. Capaya 13, Central Hines 7. Jackson Prep defeated Jackson Academy 10-6. Lamar School 26, Madison St. Joe 20. Leake 35, Heritage Academy 28. Carroll defeated Lee 16-14. MRA 59, Magnolia Heights 7. And a couple more, Tri-County over Clinton Christian 61-0. And finally, Winston Academy 27, Indianola Academy 14.
Thank you, sir. Noah Crow just sent this to me. Baldwin beat Potts Camp tonight 49-13. Baldwin Bearcats had a 503 total yards tonight, 374 of them on the ground, led by JoJo Christian with 154 yards, two touchdowns on seven carries. It's a quick night, but a fruitful night. head coach, Michael Gray, gets career win number 100. So congratulations to Coach Gray, and wins his 100th ball game. Got to be a great feeling. All right, who do we have on?
Jeff Hager.
Oh, yeah, Jeff Hager joins us now, and Jeff's going to go around the Gulf Coast for us tonight, and he has his sidekick with him, who is also covering games. So, Jeff, enter into the zone known as Friday Night Under the Lights.
The dojo. Yes, we had a lot of good stuff here tonight on the Gulf Coast, starting with Harrison Central and Gulfport. I just heard you guys read off that score, 13-12, but you got to understand that game was 3-0 Gulfport at halftime, and the only points of the game came on the very first drive. So they went about 30 minutes of actual game time with no scores. Both defenses were absolutely lights out. Now, granted, there were a couple drop touchdowns here and there, but in the end, a field goal to win it with 43 seconds left, and now Gulfport and Ocean Springs stand alone at both 4-0 in region for Class 6A. And then over at Ocean Springs, Bray Hubbard and company continue to dominate, and it's just looking more and more like maybe Oak Grove, Ocean Springs on that crash collision course.
Ooh,
for South State there.
That'd be a great matchup.
Wouldn't it?
Would be a great matchup when those two get together.
I guess you guys just kind of ran through some of these other scores.
Well, go ahead and give us what you got.
Irving, the Ole Miss baseball commit, might end up playing some football up there too. So Gauthier keeps rolling over Van Cleve in a matchup that was the state's second leading passer versus the state's top rusher in Deion Bilbo. But I think the first time this year he actually did not find the end zone. So somebody found the solution to that, at least for one Friday night. And
you know, a lot of teams really starting to separate themselves. Yeah. The Iberville, Ocean Springs, Gulfport, and Harrison Central kind of look like they're well on their way to securing playoff berths there in that Region 4 Class 6A.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people wrote Gulfport off first couple of weeks.
Well, and they got hit hard by COVID last year, and not to make an excuse for any team, but, you know, they had that 23-game district winning streak, which is absurd. I mean, because nobody had beaten them on the field since 2016, and so they were off for 3 weeks, and their first game back is at home against Harrison Central, biggest rival. Red Rebels beat them, never really recovered the rest of the season, but they returned 15 starters this year, and they're back. I mean, they're playing like Gulfport football, so, you know, they're going to be forced to be reckoned with at some point here, and we'll find out what happens whenever they play Ocean Springs here down the stretch.
All right, what about your sidekick?
Sidekick, hold on, Grace Boyles. I gotta go across the newsroom here, but she so she got to see Ocean Springs and Gaucher for the first time this year, so here's a little recap of that.
Which one are we talking about? Gaucher Van Cleef. I mean, I've seen Caden Irving do his thing. I was surprised by how much he can actually do on the ground as well as through the air. And then I didn't get to see Deion Bilbo actually get in the end zone. I know that they were able to contain him, and I know that Gaucher actually gave their game ball to their defensive tackle. I'm sure he helped with that a little. It was very entertaining. I mean, that the last 7 minutes of that second quarter lasted 30.
it was
time out in the swamp, that's for sure.
Oh, man. Oh, Grace. Well, you may, I'm going to tell you, Bilbo, Jeff, thanks for sending that clip to me of Bilbo last week. That was pretty good.
Yeah, actually, so that ended up on SportsCenter's top 10, number 7 play.
Did it really? How about that? That is great stuff. Well, I tell you what, we're hearing good stuff from the Gulf Coast down there this year. Why is that? Is it because a lot of schools didn't get to play last year?
You know, I think honestly, one thing that maybe goes unnoticed, something that I noticed when I did all my high school football previews, all 25, we do 25 teams in 25 days, including Christian Collegiate Academy, the 8-man team. Every single head coach returned from the year before. So you're seeing a lot of continuity in these programs, whereas the year before, I think there was maybe 7 new coaches at all these schools. It was kind of just like this revolving carousel a little bit, but now you're finding a lot of continuity and teams where, you know, quarterback play is the best I've seen it since I've been here. And so, you know, some of it's maybe coincidental, but I mean, there's a lot of talent down here. And you saw it in the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star Game selections where we had 7 Coast kids. And since I've been here, that's easily the most. I believe we had 5 the year before, but you know, the first year I was here in 2016, I think there was 2 or 3, and you know, there's just more talented kids each year, it seems like.
Well, and I think it's great for the Gulf Coast because they're right there at Hattiesburg, and so they'll bring a good fan base, I think.
Oh, absolutely, yeah, that's right. So Southern Miss is state championships this year, right?
That's right. That's where the Miss Al game is. The state championship.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
State championship is going to be back in Jackson this one last year, and then they're moving on. We had Ricky Neves.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, he was telling us that. He said they're going to do it here this year, and then moving back out to the school. So, but the Miss Al game is there in Hattiesburg, and you got a lot of Gulf Coast kids on that being picked. Back, we'll be there in Gulfport to do the Bernard Blackwell game.
Yeah, and I'm glad to get the Bernard Blackwell down here. I remember one year, I think it rained, and I think it finished in a 0-0 tie or something crazy like that.
So oh, man.
Hopefully a little more scoring.
Yeah. Well, I called that game, or we tried to call it. It was a mess. Hey, Jeff, thanks so much, man. Have a great weekend. And, Grace, you too. Thanks a lot. We appreciate y'all. Give us a buzz back next week.
Thanks. Our pleasure.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. All right, Granny, step into the studios known as Friday Night Under the Lights. Where were you? You were down in Lawrence County.
Now. Russ, what about George? What about George? What about Russ?
We good. How about you?
What about it, y'all? What about George? Hey, we doing right, good, Granny. Man. I went to Sumrall tonight. Sumrall in Lawrence County. What a game, man. It was an offensive explosion. This quarterback for Sumrall is a real deal. He was on target. I think he threw 4 touchdown passes. Sumrall outplayed Lawrence County. Let me tell you this. They outplayed Lawrence County. They led the whole game. It was 28-25 with about a minute left. Lawrence County got the football. They drove down the field. The running back started up the middle, and then he reversed his field around left end and scored right there in the front corner of the end zone. and Lawrence County beat Summerall 31-28. A very heartbreaking loss for Summerall.
A classic.
I couldn't believe Summerall lost that game, but but they did.
That sounds like a nail biter. Where are you going to go next week, or you haven't figured it out yet?
You know, I hadn't figured it out. I'll be somewhere, but this game here tonight, this was, there was some talent on the field, and that quarterback for Summerall was really good. But Lawrence County, they just did a good job of just hanging in there. Mm-hmm. And they told Summerall, hey, we playing four quarters tonight.
That's what they did.
This game's not over till it's over.
That's right. Granny, thanks so much, my friend. We got to run. We're up against the break, but we'll talk to you next week from somewhere.
30 seconds. Hey, take care, buddy.
All right, bro. All right. We're going to go around the state. We got Joel Norris's 8-man report coming up. Tonight's show being made possible by Malone Roofers. They're more than just roofers. They're part of your community. We'll take a time out. Be back in a moment.
With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane?
Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See CricketWireless.com/map.
Malones are competitive people. Come from a deep line with my father. There were 9 in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us. It's our passion. We were bred to do this.
Of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Welcome back, everyone, to Friday Night Under the Lights. George Broadstreet now with Joel Norris. Quite frankly, Joel, I'm a little upset. We're moving your 8-man up 15 minutes, but that's okay. Hey, that's okay. I mean, you know, we got to get more time in, so yeah.
We do have to get more time in. You told me before we came on, it's kind of a travesty because the tradition's broke.
Yeah, I mean. Well, that's okay. We'll start something new, I suppose. But this is week nine of Friday Night Under the Lights. We've had a good show so far. Lots of callers. Yeah. Lots of people calling in about their ball games and a lot of good ball games. But this segment is about eight man, and so take it off and let's see what you got tonight.
We had undefeated Prairie View Academy defeat Lee Academy 40-6 tonight. We had Manchester Academy go on the road to Marvel Academy and defeat them 44-14. It's a huge district game tonight. District play is, kind of winding down since the regular season's over next week. Porter's Chapel defeated Christian Collegiate Academy in a tight one, 46-30. Bensford Christian picked up their second win of the season. They beat Kemper Academy 50-36. Tallulah Academy gets another credible win this year. They defeat Newton Academy 54-44. Sharky's Aquina is going to keep it rolling. They defeated Union Christian Academy 56-20. North Sunflower Academy, they also keep it rolling once again. They beat Tunica Academy 38-22. Briarfield Academy and Claiborne, this is a game that I talked about last week of being, kind of close. Claiborne Academy beats Briarfield Academy 46-36. And another game that's a district game, 1A, Riverdale Academy and Wilkinson County Christian Academy, which that was the highlight for, games in eight-man. Riverdale Academy beats Wilkinson County Christian Academy 40-28. And then Prentice Christian beats Rebel Academy via forfeit. I don't know if it's due to COVID. I didn't know the circumstance, but all I know is by forfeit, Prentice Christian defeats Rebel Academy. The games to watch out for next week are Manchester versus Calhoun, Sharky's Aquina versus Tinsaw, and Tallulah Academy versus Porter's Chapel in a, river rivalry, across the river rivalry.
Right.
Since they're like 28 minutes away from each other. So.
Right.
But those are the games to look out for. And we have a coach on.
Okay.
We have a coach on. Manchester Academy football head coach, Brian Dindy. Coach Dindy, welcome to Friday Night Under the Lights.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how are you? Congratulations on a huge win against Marvel Academy tonight, 44-14. It's quite an accomplishment tonight. Y'all improved to 8-1. Is that correct?
That's correct.
8-1. Y'all had a good season so far. After suffering a big loss to Tallulah, talk about the progression this year for your team, and even tonight against Marvel Academy.
We're very like our guys are getting better week to week, especially after Tallulah, who's got a great football team, beat us early on. I think week four, and we thought we had improved. We got kind of a young offensive line. We thought they'd gotten better week to week, and we're very proud of our kids tonight for the effort in Marvel. We kind of rained a little bit before we started. We were able to establish a run early on in the game and thought our kids played really hard.
Coach, the past two seasons you had crazy amounts of talent on your team, winning back-to-back 2A state titles. They left, but you reloaded with a bunch of new talent on your team, in Reed Miller, Kent Black, Tyler Johnson. Talk about their progression and talk about your team as a whole after losing that much talent.
Yeah, we feel like those guys, all of them you just mentioned, got better every week. Really, our whole team has gotten better every week. It's kind of a deal where, some people may have written us off a little bit.
Yeah.
We kind of got the chip back on our shoulder a little, and, I think our kids have really come together as a team ever since the Jamboree until now. I think they've really just come together as a football team.
Coach, as we approach the last week of the season, talk about Calhoun next week and talk about what y'all got to do to get the win next week.
Well, Calhoun's got a really good football team. We've seen a little bit of them on film. You know, they're big and they're physical and they're well coached. And they've had an outstanding year there. So we'll get back in the, you know, get the film room tomorrow a little bit and get back in it on Sunday and try to prepare and go on the road again at Calhoun. So we'll try to, you know, just prepare and go give it our best shot next week at Calhoun.
Coach, thank you for joining us on Friday Night of the Lights. I know you're coming back from Marvel. I kind of, you know, don't want to keep you on for that long. Long way from Yazoo, from Marvel. But thank you for joining us tonight, and good luck next week against Calhoun.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. We appreciate it.
Thank you. That was Coach Brian Dendy from Manchester.
Thank you.
And Manchester's record is what now?
They are 8-1.
Okay, all right. Explain this to me, because I think, you know, we follow a lot of different schools. We follow like over 300 schools.
Right.
Some of the High School Activities Association, some MAIS, but they've played 9 games. They'll play their 10th game next Friday night.
Next Friday night.
But then their playoffs start like. When
they start in 2 weeks, I think 1A starts in 2 weeks, and then I think 1A starts in 2 weeks, and then 2A starts in 3 weeks.
Okay,
so all it's right. A week after. I think they 2A gets the bye, and
right?
Then the week after they start.
Okay, so they actually progress a little bit. The MAIS will go into the playoffs, their playoffs and their championship games. A little earlier than the High School Activities Association, correct?
Correct. I think
usually finish like a week or so ahead.
Yeah, I think the MAIS, like higher MAIS, like Jackson
right.
Preps, and they play a week after
right.
the 8-man
right.
in their state title. The state titles for the 8-man play a week before
okay.
Thanksgiving.
Okay. All right. But basically, the bottom line is yep. Next week has got their last regular season game.
For everyone, yes.
Right.
For Prairie View, they're looking to finish their season 10-0. Marvel's looking to finish 9-1.
Yeah.
Wilkinson County Christian, they have 2 losses on the year. They're looking to end their season right with a win. Riverdale's looking to end their season right also. It's all tight this year.
Right.
Everyone's trying to look in their season either undefeated or, you know, just right it with positive, you know, winning records. So.
All right, I'm going to ask you to step out on a limb.
Okay.
Who do you see in 8-man football making it to the championship? Just off the top of your head. We're not holding you to anything.
Ooh.
But who do you think?
Kind of putting me on the spot a little bit.
I am putting you on the spot.
I would say in 2A right now, Manchester and Prairie View are the top 2 teams in 2A.
Uh-huh.
You never know what's going to happen. It's like any given Friday, so
right.
you never know.
Right.
In 1A, I would say Riverdale and Wilkinson County in
yeah.
Riverdale. I would say that okay. rematch happening, and then Prairie View and Manchester in 2A.
Okay. Well, I'm not, you know, again, I'm not playing favorites to anybody. I was just curious of who you thought might be
right.
able to make it to the final. Give you a couple other. I'll just give you a couple other scores here. MAIS scores of note. Canton Academy defeated Benton 40-21 tonight. You know, one of the bigger games. We've talked about this a little bit tonight. Prep beat Jack. Went to Jackson Academy and won 10-6. That was a very big win for Prep. You know, one of the other bigger games, Leak Academy defeated Heritage 35-28. MRA, you know, just really rolled over Magnolia Heights 59-7. Of course, Russ mentioned that Greenville Christian for the second consecutive week, their opponent kind of backed out, so they didn't have a game. So that's kind of a really, really unique story.
Yeah.
Simpson Academy defeated Riverfield 48-21. It was Bayou defeating Starkville 31-21. Those are some other MAIS scores of note. But again, thank you for the 8-man report.
Yeah. I mean, love to do it. I'll do it as long as I can every week.
Yeah.
The playoffs are coming, so it's getting really exciting.
Right.
No pun intended, it's getting crazy.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm getting ready. Let's get it rolling.
Tell me, I know Russ asked you to do this. Is this the second year you've done this, or is this or have you done it more than
the
that?
The second, yeah.
Okay, all right. I knew that you'd been doing it for a while. I couldn't remember if this was the second year or the third. But anyway, it's a nice feature, and I appreciate it, Joel, and we'll look forward to next week.
Next week, we have big games on, like Tallulah and Porter's Chapel, so that's a rivalry game to end the season, regular season. So yeah,
you might as well call that the Mississippi River Shootout or something
The Mississippi River Showdown. That's what we're going to call it.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got another half hour to go to finish up week 9 of Friday Night Under the Lights. And when we come back, Russell, join us. We'll have some more calls, and we'll also have some more scores as we finish out another week of Friday Night Under the Lights.